you a hint if it was going to be something from down the bottom of that page. But all the ones up top, the nice simple ones, have been asked in the past. Now, once we go to a ligand with two don't atoms, it's going to be called a bidentate ligand. And the textbook example is a guy called ethylene diamine, or strictly 1,2-diaminoethane. So looking at how the IUPAC name works, so we've got an ethane here. There's two amino groups attached to it, and they're coming off positions 1 and 2 in the chain. Hence 1,2-diaminoethane. The common name, though, ethylene diamine, is the one that I'm going to use throughout the course. Now, this guy is binding through the lone pairs on each of the nitrogen atoms. Here's your coordinate covalent bond, the arrowhead indicating that the two electrons are both coming from the nitrogen rather than one coming from the metal, one coming from the ligand. They have to occupy adjacent coordination positions around the transition metal center. Now, what I'm indicating here is that if you've got a cobalt here, your ethylene diamine comes in, it can't actually go and bind at the 180 degree site over the other side of the metal. So it has to go in as a pincer and bind like that. The abbreviation for ethylene diamine that's commonly used is EN,